Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get this second date, you get $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Charles.
Good morning, Charles. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah, man. So, you know, a while back I went on a cruise, hit it off with this chick. Her name was Sherelle. Long story short, you know, I told her I had a girl. So before anything kind of, you know, got heavy, you know, not to get her feelings involved. But, you know, after we left the cruise, I went back home, and my relationship, it just wasn't the same. I don't know what happened, but, you know, I told myself, like, yo, if I get a chance to, you know, talk to Sherelle again, I know, like, the energy was just right. It just felt right. So I know, you know, we could probably work something out or just, you know, see where it goes.
Oh, so you ain't dating Sherelle. You just trying to get in touch with Sherelle.
I'm trying to get in touch with her.
How would she look like?
5'9".
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's right in all the right places.
Okay. So she got you. She got you. You ain't been able to stop thinking about her.
At all.
So let me ask you a question. Why are you using us to call her? Why haven't you tried to get on the phone?
You know, honestly, for it to be so long, you know, women's feelings or, you know, not taking men serious is a big thing. So taking it public, she may understand, like, oh, this is something serious. He really means it.
Oh, I get it.
She ain't got you on block, do she?
I don't think so, nah. If anything, she wait on this call.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're gonna put it together. And the way you made Sherelle sound, she sounds like she real fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right, hold on.
All right.
See. Now, it might work out for him, but she probably gonna have a dude or something.
No, this is a typical case, man. You know, every time you break up with your girl, you go trying to mess with what you was messing with right before.
Hello?
Yo, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. Who's calling this phone?
Yeah, baby. Look here, man. You ain't gonna believe it, but you on the phone with the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter. What's up, baby girl? How you doing?
I'm a little confused.
Okay, this call is intended for Sherelle.
This isn't Sherelle.
Where's Sherelle at? We are calling to speak with Sherelle, man. We have a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. And somebody has been looking for her, and they said, you know what? She's such a beautiful person. They need her in their life. Is Sherelle near you?
I'm her sister.
Okay. What's up, sis? What's your name?
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
But I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just kind of taken aback right now. My sister is no longer here with us. She passed away about 2 weeks ago. I literally just turned the phone on about an hour ago, just looking through her contacts. So that's why I'm taken aback right now of what's going on.
Wow.
What is going on right now?
Okay. Lisa, I'm so sorry, Lisa. This is Young Jock. The Streets Morning Takeover, Mo Quick and Shouter. We are actually calling because our segment is called Second Date Update. Wow. So, okay, we have a gentleman on the phone who met your sister some time ago on a trip. And, well, I mean, he's on the phone. He actually, you know, he met your sister while he was in a relationship, so he never was able to fully pursue your sister. His name is Charles, and I guess after his prior relationship,
he was trying to reconnect with her.
Yeah, he's trying to reconnect with your sister, man. This is so unfortunate. Charles, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm sorry. I applaud you. Wasn't Charles trying to reach out? But I lost my sister about 2 weeks ago. And I just kind of been dealing with everything, trying to get, you know, things prepared and go through her phone. And I literally just turned this phone back on, and I'm just, that just threw me all the way off. Oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry, Charles. I don't even know really what to say to you at this moment. I really can't do this right now.
We're sorry, man.
Well, it's okay.
We apologize.
It's not intended for you to do it. Charles, did you want to say anything to her, though?
You know, my condolences. Your sister was, in my mind, you know, divine. And, yeah.
Thank you for reaching out. I appreciate you. I'm sorry again, guys.
And we apologize for disturbing you at this time. Yes. Our condolences go to you and your family, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Wow. Ooh. Charles, you there?
I'm here.
Hey man, I'm so. Yeah.
Man, I'm lost for words. Like.
Yeah, we are too, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, Regina.
We never had this happen. Hey man, I guess I can't apologize for it, but I'm at a loss of words too. I'm sorry that you had to go through this morning. I'm pretty sure you're pretty disappointed at this moment, but
strong, man.
Be strong. They say God doesn't make mistakes, man. I hate you didn't get a chance to reconnect with it like you wanted to, but keep your head up and stay prayerful. All right.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
And we appreciate you listening and rocking with us, man.
All right, man.
Shouts out to 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm for helping us do this and help reconnect people with the second date update. Atlanta, call us up, man. 404-352-0945. If anything like this ever happened to you, call us up and let's talk about it. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets, Streets 945.